Hey, welcome to Commando On Demand Insider, your fast-paced weekly update straight from Kim's desk to your ears. I'm Mike James, and in just a bit, Kim talks with Kevin Hart. He's the Chief Product and Technology Officer for Cox Communications. They're going to talk about what is going on with everybody now working from home and on the internet, scammers and hackers, and how their infrastructure is holding up against some of the scammers that are trying to penetrate it. Kim also checks in with Joe Pags, who's a nationally syndicated radio show host, and they're going to talk about what's going on with everybody working from home. Of course, Zoom, and what to watch out for when you're working from home, some of the scams that are going around. Plus, we'll hear from a gig economist about his business, how it's actually growing. By the way, this is not the nationally syndicated Kim Komando show on 400 stations nationwide. The podcast version of the show is available at getkim.com, and right now we've got a special where you can get 90 days free when you use promo code Kim. So it's a good place if you want to listen to the whole Kim Komando show on a podcast, or even watch us as we record live on Fridays at about 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. That's at getkim.com, and use promo code Kim to get that free 90 days, and then once that's done, it'll be the regular $4.99 per month. All right, let's get started in just a moment with Kevin Hart, the Chief Product and Technology Officer for Cox Communications on Commando On Demand Insider.
And because we're all online now, maybe you've seen the headlines that the internet is crashing, it can't handle all this traffic, and YouTube needs to go down to standard def, and what the heck's going on? So I thought, you know what, I'd like to know for myself. So we found the highest authority who had come on the show, and at the price that we were willing to pay, which is, of course, that would be nothing. But we found Cox's Chief Product and Technology Officer. So is that a CTO, Kevin?
Hi, Kim. How are you? Yes, CTO for Cox Communications.
And your last name is Hart. So when I saw Kevin Hart was booked, I'm like, Manny, did you put Kevin Hart?
Yeah, you can do comedy and technology all at once.
That's pretty awesome. So how much increase have you guys seen?
Yes, we've seen about 20% peak traffic growth on the downstream over the last month, and about 30% growth on the upstream. So we've definitely seen a spike in usage, and a lot of that has been coming during the workday, during the week, whereas the peak is normally 9, 10, 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday night. But the good news is our network is built for peak usage, and we typically build about 12 to 18 months ahead of demand. And so overall, our network is performing well. We've posted some of our performance data on a website, ncta.com. And, we've obviously experienced a near-term spike in utilization, but we've been executing a long-term plan. Rolling out 1 gig. We've got a roadmap to roll out 10 gig and take fiber deep in the years to come.
Wow. And so are you seeing a phone spike as well?
Yeah, good question. What's old is new. We've actually had our landline phone usage is up about 40%. So people working from home that need a solid phone connection, we've actually been taking a lot of orders for telephony. And of course, our internet connections are up as well.
You know, one of the things that I read that I thought was very interesting is that internet use is up in the suburbs, and it's has decreased in the urban areas because now, of course, people are working from home. Are you able to take some of that connection from, say, a city and then disperse it into the suburbs?
We can. We have a national backbone, and then we have metro backbones where we can redeploy capacity to certain parts of the city, as well as execute different ways to optimize the network where we're seeing peak demand. So we're definitely proactively working that. About 99% of our connections are in the green, but there always are some areas that become highly utilized, and we can deploy additional spectrum or additional techniques to isolate traffic and reroute traffic.
Now, I don't know if this is something that you can answer directly, but I'd like your opinion about this because, you know, my thought is that if there was ever a time where a country wanted to do a cyber attack, where we have all these people working at home. A lot of them, you know, Kevin, they don't set up two-factor authentication, right? They don't know how to secure their router. They just leave it open. They don't know that if they have an internet web-connected camera that somebody can tunnel in to their network at that point. Are you seeing any increased attacks on networks?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we're, of course, on a heightened state of awareness, and I've got a great security team, and we monitor the network, the connections, our customers, CPE for security. And, you know, right now, you know, knock on wood, things are fairly steady, but we're always on our toes and in a heightened state of awareness and, you know, checking with other members in the communications industry, as well as the national and local authorities, to make sure we can keep folks safe from cyber activity.
So if you, that's reassuring, by the way, thank you for that.
We also, so folks are, have, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, so if folks are sitting there at home and, you know, they've only bought a certain package because they only need 25, say, megabits, and now all of a sudden they need 50 or 100, what are some great ways that you see that people can maximize whatever bandwidth that they're paying for right now?
Right. Great question. You know, the peak demand, as I mentioned, has moved towards the weekdays, and it's largely on the upstream. So making sure you have the latest and greatest Wi-Fi router. So there's a new technology coming out, Wi-Fi 6. So that's the latest and greatest Wi-Fi router. Making sure you're optimizing concurrent users. You know, I've got three kids, and they're doing homeschooling. I'm doing work all day long. So just trying to optimize those heavy download periods. Try to move your software downloads, gaming patches to different times of the day if you can. Perhaps optimizing the bit rate on your cameras, your home cameras, just lower the bit rate. Yeah. And then you guys were talking about video conferences a few minutes ago. If you're not speaking, you know, maybe turn your video camera off if you're on a call with, you know, 80 or 100 users, just to optimize the upstream. So those are a couple ideas, as well as upgrading your speeds here.
You know, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us and spending some time with us and letting us know exactly how Cox is handling this. And it's so reassuring that we know that you guys are ready for whatever will come down the pike. And again, thank you, Kevin.
Hey, remember, if you have a question about something digital, you can get Kim's unbiased advice. And of course, it's advice that you can trust from America's digital pro. And to do that, when you have a question, just go to commando.com, KOMANDO.com. And in the upper right hand corner, it says be a caller. We'll ask you a few questions about your question, and a producer will reach out and set you up to be a caller on the Kim Komando show, and you'll get that great advice. All right, coming up next, it's Kim's conversation with Joe Pags. They're going to talk about everything from working at home to the scams that are going on and a whole lot more here on Komando On Demand Insider.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there, plus the live video feed. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have back my friend, the digital goddess. Commando.com is her website. It's Kim Komando. Kim, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Working from home. We actually have been working from home for almost a month now.
Wow. So you guys were actually ahead of it then.
Well, you know what? I started actually doing an emergency disaster plan in February. I called my two IT guys in,
right,
Jeremy and John,
uh-huh,
and I said, listen, I, you know, I'm normally like unicorns, flowers, and ponies, but if we needed to work from home, how would we do this? And because I explained to them about this COVID-19. And they looked at me like I was like Looney Tunes. Like I had read too many conspiracy articles on the web. I was hanging out in those chat rooms. I mean, you know, wherever it was.
But you were right.
I was right. And it was probably, I think it was March 6th. We're over a month now. March 6th, I said, okay, everybody, we're going to try working from home today, and then we never went back.
Well, it's a different experience for you. You've got an entire company that you're running. You've got a bunch of employees that you're looking out for. Are you keeping them, you know, working as well? Are they laid off or furloughed? I mean, I'm guessing because of what you do and what I do, we need our people.
Well, yes, we do. and we absolutely do need our people. But one of the things, a really difficult decision I had to do, and was to lay off actually four people,
right.
And then I did a fifth person. Because we had a, you know, with the Bloomberg television show.
Right, okay. Right.
And that's a global TV show. It's hard to do a TV show adhering to 6 feet of separation. You really can't do it.
100%. I could not agree more. And by the way, they're all getting taken care of in this stimulus or the CARES Act. So they're going to get money, and I'm guessing that they're probably still attached to you somehow. And after we get past this, we gear everything back up, and hopefully everybody comes back on. That'd be great.
I sure hope so. And you know, Bloomberg said when you guys get back, just let us know. You'll come back on our airwaves. I mean, everybody has been really, really gracious,
right.
Because we are all in this together, and we're trying to figure out whatever this new normal is, and hoping that it's a temporary normal instead of the new
right.
one. But it's been really hard, and I had a really difficult conversation with all of our employees on Monday.
Right.
And the way that we're doing it is that we're doing a Google Hangouts, which
cool.
is free. It's easy. It doesn't matter if you have an iPhone or a Huawei, whatever it may be. You know,
right.
we've got, you know, it works. And so on Monday this past week, I said, you know, we have lost in full transparency, and that's where I run the company. I have no debt. I have no investors.
Awesome.
Okay. And in full transparency, I told everybody, you know, we've lost about 30% of our advertisers
wow.
nationally.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have to make some difficult decisions. And I don't want to lay anybody off. So I am no longer taking any salary from the company.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I need everybody to pitch in with me. And everybody's going to take a 10% pay cut. And if we do that, then I don't need to lay anybody off.
That's smart. It's Kim Komando.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, so that's what we did. And I'll tell you, just on a side note, this morning I had somebody abruptly resign, which I think, you know, some people are really having a very difficult time with
right,
this right
agreed.
Now. And I called up a gal, Amber, who has worked for us for 6 years, and I said, listen, I said, I'm going to ask you to take on the job of being a traffic coordinator. And I know that I reduced your salary by 10%, but because you're going to assume these new responsibilities in addition to everything that you're already doing,
right.
is that I'm not going to do that with you. You get to keep the 10%. And she looked at me on this video and she said, no, that's not fair.
Wow.
If everybody's taking a 10% and you're not getting paid, then I'll just do the job.
It just means that you're surrounded by great people. And seriously, and we know that in our business, we're lucky to keep working, to be honest with you. So many people are out of work and we get to keep on broadcasting. Yeah, I've taken the hit on sponsorships as well. I just got an email 2 minutes ago where somebody said, hey, we're going to put that one on hold for next week. And then another one early this morning said, we're going to put that one on hold for next week. So we'll all get through it. But what's interesting is you and I, but being tech, you know, nerds and we love technology. We actually are seeing technology being used that I think many people haven't used. And for God's sakes, Kim, and again, it's Kim Komando. Go to Komando.com right now. Everybody's on the internet at one time, and it didn't break. Are you surprised by that at all? I mean, how well was this thing built, this network? Because I really thought that it would fall to the weight.
You know what? It has been built from the ground up to sustain itself.
I guess.
And you have to remember, too, that a lot of these internet lines are really going into urban areas,
right.
right? Well, nobody's in the urban areas now because they're all in residential.
Right.
So if you think of like train tracks, so what the ISPs are allowed to do is to, instead of dedicating the traffic downtown, we're going to dedicate the traffic down into this node. And so that's the why it hasn't exploded and blown up with all these people that are on it. I mean, you've seen the numbers. But the thing that we have to be really careful of right now is that because everybody is basically jumping on the internet, hooking up webcams and smart speakers and things that they never really thought of before, right? And now also connecting to company networks, is that
right.
it is just a matter of time, before somebody, some nation, some state, we're going to see some type of attack. And that's what I've been preaching. And this morning on routers, I saw a story that said the U.S. and the U.K. are preparing for a cyber attack. Because if you wanted to get into somebody's network, and I'm not pushing the panic button here. I'm just telling everybody what it's like.
Right.
Is that if somebody can get into a webcam because you didn't change the password, or somebody can get into your account because you never set up two-factor authentication,
right,
is that then they have complete access to your network and anything that's connected to it, whether it's your office printer or it's your office network or it's your Google Drive or whatever it may be. And the whole idea would be to do probably a denial of service attack. And I was talking to, on my show last week, a gentleman by the name of Kevin Hart. I always remember his name because I always thought, like, oh, that's the actor, you know, comedian. But Kevin Hart is actually the chief technical officer for all of Cox Communications.
Okay.
So talking to him, you know, what's going on, you know, things like that. And I saw you seeing more pings from that are trying to get it, penetrate the network. And he's like, absolutely, we totally are. And so that's why if you haven't locked down your gear, you really need to take a step now. If you don't sure how to do it, I've got all everything that you could learn anything about over on my website about how to do it.
And two-factor authentication, for those who don't know, is if I go into a different device than I've said is a safe device for me, the website that I'm going to or whatever I'm logging on, it could be Facebook, it could be Fortnite, for God's sakes, it's going to say, I'm not sure this is you. We sent you an email with an actual code you've got to put back into this device to tell us that, in fact, it is you. Or you'll get a text on the phone that only you can have, and then you can go in and put that code in, and it verifies that it's you. And it's a simple step. It's a pain sometimes, but it's a simple step to make sure that you're secure. I get it right?
Exactly. I mean, I could have said it better. The other thing to be careful of is that IBM X-Force, I was talking to a white hat hacker yesterday. Her name's, she goes by Snow.
Okay.
Not her real, I know her real name, but she goes by Snow.
Nice.
And she was telling me that spam is up 14,000% over the last 2 weeks.
I believe it. I mean, the inbox is loaded now. That's really what's going on. It is.
And a lot of it is now going to be directed towards stimulus checks. And so you may have somebody who sends you an email and says, you know, I don't have a bank account, and can you cash my stimulus check for me and give me Apple gift cards? Now, I know that you and I sit there and go, what?
Right.
But there
exactly.
are people that will say, oh, how many gift cards do you want?
Right.
So,
and the scam usually is, if you cash my $1,200 check, I'll give you $1,300 back. And they try to make it to where you're going to actually make a profit off of them. Don't fall for any of it. Stay with the government websites. Check out your own bank account where the money's going to show up. It's Kim Komando, komando.com. Kim, I hadn't heard of Zoom before, but Zoom suddenly is zooming into the stratosphere. Is this something that you were aware of before? It's kind of like Google Hangouts, but I guess you can put any number of different employees or coworkers or whatever on the screen, and you could basically do a digital virtual conference. I hadn't heard of it before. Has this been around a while?
Well, think of it as, remember the old show, Hollywood Squares?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so think of that as, that's your new Zoom meeting. You know, everybody's in a box all over your screen. And let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
In December, every single day, Zoom had 10 million meeting participants.
Wow. Okay.
What do you think that number was just 2 weeks ago?
I mean, Kim, if it's 2 million in December before we really knew anything about this, or 10 million, whatever it was, it probably has to be 20, maybe 30?
200 million.
Get out of here. What?
Yeah. So, you know, they just weren't prepared. They weren't ready. They never foreseen anything like this happening.
And it's almost a household word now, Zoom.
Yes, but, you know, again, it goes back to the security settings. People didn't know. Oh, well, maybe I should lock down my meeting. Maybe I should not go ahead and just share this publicly.
Right.
So with Zoom bombing, basically what happens is that if I have your ID, your URL, I can just go ahead and join any meeting that I want. And I can maybe share files because somebody didn't turn off that option. And so it kind of started like with college pranks.
Right.
So your teacher, and then somebody would come in and then start asking stupid questions, and then it would go viral. And then it started going down the porno because, you know,
it always leads to that, doesn't it?
It does.
Come on.
Which, by the way, the porno website, they're up like 1,200%
wow.
in traffic. I mean,
People are bored.
Yes.
Does Zoom profit from this? Because you don't have to pay for it, do you? How do they make their money if you've got this many more users now? If I own Zoom, I want to make some money off of this.
Well, he was making some money a little shady ways.
Oh, was he?
He was sharing all the user data with Facebook, even if the user wasn't a Facebook member.
That's a problem.
And so then he went, he got his hand and caught in the cookie jar, and he said, oh, not so fast.
So now we can use it for free.
Yes. And so now it's the whole idea is that, you know, we're going to let you use it for free now. And we're hoping that after the pandemic is over, that you'll come back and be our friends and start paying us. And the same thing is holding true for Google Hangouts and Google Meet and Microsoft Teams. It's also free right now.
I haven't even heard of that one, Microsoft Teams. I will check that one out. I use FaceTime and Skype mostly, and they work just fine. Are they getting overloaded too? Or is that not really a thing that you can overload Skype?
You know, you can overload Skype, but it's built like a vault. And the same thing with FaceTime.
Right.
And so if the whole idea is like with FaceTime, you're limited to people who have an iPad or an iPhone or an iThis, right?
Right.
And with Skype, you can go all across the board. And that's the same thing with Microsoft Teams. You know, if you're like a Microsoft person and you like Office 365, that's where you're going to go. We have already used Google Drive, and so that's why we're using Google Hangouts, because we use Google for our mail and everything else like that. So it just makes it a heck of a lot easier to just stay on one platform. But it goes back to whatever device that you're using, make sure that it's locked down, make sure it's secure. And if you are using Zoom, we have all the steps over on our website. In addition to locking down FaceTime, Skype, Microsoft Teams, and Hangouts, because just because you use it, you know, to talk to your mom doesn't mean it should be used in a confidential meeting setting.
Get to that website. It's KOMANDO.com, commando.com. Incredible information. In about 30 seconds, if you don't mind, some apps, some things that we didn't know about that maybe people are checking out now. Any advice for my listeners or viewers as to what they can try? People are getting bored, Kim.
Well, there's a great app that I've used for years, and it makes you feel good.
Okay.
It's called Be My Eyes.
Okay.
And so somebody is visually impaired or they're blind, and they need help. They need to know, like, is this a $5 bill or a $20 bill?
Oh, wow.
Or is, you know, what is this when I open the drawer? What am I feeling around for? Or what color are these shoes? And so you download this app and you get a request and it'll say, you know, somebody needs your help. And then you go on the app and then the person will say, you know, hi, my name is, and can you help me do this? And you're like, oh, you know, the $5 on the left is in your left hand and the $20 is on your right hand.
That's amazing. And that's cool.
And that's it.
I love it.
So it's a lot better than just, you know, trolling people on Facebook.
Exactly. And you can actually help somebody out who needs some help. And also, I think that would keep you engaged, because I'm guessing there are a bunch of different things that they need help with. I might actually check that out myself. It's Kim Komando, our great friend. She's the digital goddess. She's a TV and radio star. And I always appreciate the time. Go to komando.com right now. Great information there, how to keep yourself safe. This two-factor notification. What is it called? Two-factor
Authentication,
right? You know the bigger words than I do. You know that, Kim. You've got that. Check out how safe Zoom really is, or Google Hangouts, or FaceTime, or Skype. This is a weird time, and I really appreciate you taking the time. Kim, thank you.
You got it. Anytime, Joe.
All right. We're back after this on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
It's Commando On Demand Insider. And don't forget, if you haven't already, you can stay up to date with breaking tech news, security alerts, data breaches, and a whole lot more with the free Commando newsletters. You can get yours at commando.com, KOMANDO.com. And along the top, just click on Get the Newsletter. We'll send you an opt-in email and you'll stay up to date with everybody else. And just ahead, the gig economist and how his business is booming right now. More coming up on Commando On Demand Insider.
All right, so we've been hearing a lot about Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and other gig economy workers that, you know, have really had the rug pulled out from underneath them, as it has for many of us. And on the line, we have Chad, who is a gig economist. Hi there, Chad.
Hey, how you doing?
So you are now working for Instacart.
Yeah, I've been working for Instacart for about a year, but I'm working for Instacart pretty much exclusively these days.
And so, just so everybody's familiar, Instacart will go do all your food shopping and then and then deliver it to your house, right?
Yep, mostly grocery stores. You can also order from Petco and some liquor stores too.
Oh, well, there you go. I heard liquor sales are like off the roof right now. I mean, it's crazy. So yeah, how are really you? How are you staying safe?
I'm washing my hands all the time, like before and after every shop that I do. A lot of the stores, they have employees out front that when they bring the carts back in, they spray them and wipe them down. They have tape on the floor, like at the checkout registers, that shows you, you know, every 6 feet to, you know, to space customers from each other. And a lot of customers I notice are wearing masks and gloves. I'm not, but, you know, a lot of people are.
How come you're not?
From what I've read, it doesn't really do that much. It's more about, like, masks are more about if you're sick, it helps from keeping other people from getting sick. And if you wear gloves, it's just like every time, like if they're infected with something and you touch something, then it goes from the glove to whatever you touched and vice versa. But actually, Instacart and DoorDash are both sending hand sanitizer and disposable gloves out to their contractors who request it.
So how much are you making?
Well, I will say that I made more in the last like 2 weeks than I have in a long time.
Is that right? You know,
yeah, I was averaging almost double my hourly rate because people are taking so much advantage of these services. And they're tipping really nice now, too. Thank you.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask you. Are people tipping more now?
It certainly seems like it. And Instacart customers, they can change their tip for up to 3 days after delivery. And I've noticed that lately, all of a sudden I'm seeing, you know, $5, $10 extra tips from 2-3 days ago. So thanks to all the customers who have been doing that.
Well, you know what? Because you're really providing a valuable service. I mean, especially to the elderly who should not be going to the grocery store, right? I mean, they just shouldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that, you know, before they used to just say, you know, drive safe. And like now they're like, oh, thank you for your service or, you know, be safe out there and all that stuff.
So are people still buying a lot of toilet paper?
If you can find it. I haven't seen toilet paper in about a month. And the stores, that like the cashiers and store managers I've talked to, they say, if you want toilet paper, you basically have to be outside the door when they open.
Hmm. What do you see is different in orders now than, say, 3 months ago?
Well, everybody has toilet paper and paper towel and bleach on their list. And unfortunately, I have to refund most people on that stuff. As far as shopping, well, yeah, and everybody's trying to buy like those Lysol or Clorox wipes, hand sanitizer.
They're hard to come by too.
Yeah, they are. It's like I said, it's like if you want that stuff, don't order. I hate to say this, but don't order through Instacart. Go to the store, wait outside before they open, and you can get it that way. If you order through Instacart or Shipt or, you know, any other, you know, gig platform like that, they're not making exceptions. They're not putting stuff aside for those types of orders. So yeah, if you want toilet paper, paper towels, stuff like that, go to the store when they open.
So are people buying more canned goods now?
Yeah, a little. It kind of reminds me of, you know, I'm in Florida and yeah, we have hurricane season. And when they think a hurricane's coming, everybody starts hoarding up on canned goods, pasta and rice. And they're doing that now. People are buying like as if they're expecting the power to go out, and I don't. Yeah. Hopefully, the power doesn't go out. But canned goods, rice, pasta, stuff that's going to last a while is definitely in short supply right now.
You know, it's interesting. Let me go back to how much you're making. So, walk me through the economics of somebody places an order. How does mm-hmm. How does this work? I mean, do you get paid? Like you said, you get the tips 2 or 3 days later.
Right.
But how does it work?
Okay. Well, with Instacart, the base pay is $7 from them. And then it can go up if the customer orders heavy stuff, like cases of bottled water, especially, you'll get a heavy pay bump. And they also pay 60 cents per mile but they don't really, they've never revealed like how their pay algorithm works exactly. Like as far as, you know, how much the weight equals your, the extra pay on top of that $7. And if a person has a very big order, you know, like two carts worth of food, obviously you make more than the $7, but they don't reveal on how their pay algorithm works. Plus you get the customer's tip on top of that. And like when you place an order through Instacart as a customer, it usually defaults to a 5% tip of like whatever your subtotal is. So I'm,
But then you people can, like you said, people are bumping up, especially now. You are probably more needed than ever. Hey, Chad, keep safe, okay? Make sure that you wash your hands more and think about wearing that mask and gloves, too. Appreciate you getting on the air with us today, too.
Hey, thanks for listening to Commando on Demand. And if you found this information helpful, as always, we ask you to subscribe so you get these delivered to your device every single week automatically. And if you're so inclined, you know somebody else you think would like this information, make sure you share it with them. And we'll see you again next time on Commando on Demand. Take care.